Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time for a little Your Guess is as Good as Mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who is ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Christian, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. Our categories today, we have the best airlines here in the United States of America. They compared the nine largest U.S. airlines and one regional carrier across 13 metrics: cost, delays, cancellations, injuries, entertainment options, and legroom. So basically, if you pick that category, you're only going to have to get 9 out of the 10. You can try to guess a regional character or a carrier at the end if you want, but I mean, that's kind of hard to do. And then we have the 10 coolest cities in the U.S. and Canada. They say there are 8 ways to measure if a city is cool and has a little urban hipness. The metrics are based on arts and cultural scene, lifestyles, recreation, dining and nightlife, trendiness, and media coverage. So, do you want to go with the coolest cities in the U.S. and Canada? One is from Canada, 9 are from the United States, or the best airlines in America?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've lived in Seattle all my life. I'd like to try living somewhere else, so maybe I want to hear about some cool cities today.
Okay, coolest cities it is.
Cool cities.
All right, Christian, you know the game is played. There are 10 of the hippest, coolest cities on the North American continent. Your clue is only one is in Canada. Everything else is here in the United States.
All right, well, I'm going to try for the easy one and go for New York City.
That's number one. That's how you play the game. Yeah, they say it's got all the stuff.
Problem is New York is so big with so many people.
It's got everything.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's cool to...
Cool.
They don't have a good football team.
According to yesterday, they do.
Well, maybe every once in a
moment.
Yeah, they got a moment.
Yeah, too soon.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Austin, a big up-and-coming one.
Austin, not on the list.
Wow. I'm actually really surprised by that.
I am too, to be honest with you.
To be honest with you, I would go bigger cities on this one. Sort of. For the most
bigger.
Part.
Okay. Bigger. Then let's go L.A.
Los Angeles is number 3, Christian. The third coolest city in America. Whatever that beach is, I guess. I mean.
But is it more traditional?
What do you mean?
Like, when you go to Austin, like, I think that's a very cool city. A lot of cool people. The vibes are high.
But it's like modern cool.
But no, I'm just saying, I also feel like people are like, I got to go to New York City. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And then L.A. is number 2.
L.A. is 3 on the list.
But, all right, I'm just saying second.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, I mean, I would think Vegas would be on there.
Chicago, D.C.
Yeah, let's go Chicago.
Number 7. Chicago, the 7th coolest city in North America.
I like Chicago. I don't know if it's cool, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's cold.
It is that.
Let's add San Francisco to the list.
Number 4.
Yeah.
That's how we play the game.
It should be cool for as much as it costs.
You want to try for Canada?
Oh.
Man, I would think really it's Vancouver.
See, I would think
Montreal.
Really
want to see Vancouver, BC. I'm going to go Vancouver.
Don't listen to me.
I only eat Montreal because everybody from any walk, like, doesn't matter what color you are, whatever. Everybody I know that goes to Montreal loves it.
And Quebec City, for that matter.
Neither Montreal or Toronto, but I'm going to hold that one for a second. Let's go to Miami.
Miami, not a bad guess. That's your third strike.
Yeah.
No Miami?
No Miami.
Damn. All right, I'm going to guess D.C.
D.C.'s number two.
All right.
As far as the coolest cities in the United States.
Oh, wow.
Because, look, if you're not from D.C. and all of those things are free to you.
Yeah.
And a great food. Well, but if you live there, you're kind of like, it is what like, you live anyway.
Also, right? Arts and culture. So when you think of all the museums, all the surprised. History, all that stuff.
How about Toronto, Miles?
Toronto is number six.
All right.
That's our Canadian representative there.
I do like Toronto.
But, you know, when you look at the world-class, quote-unquote, cities, typically there's only one that shows up on the North American continent, and that's Vancouver.
Vancouver, yeah.
So I don't know what they're... And Victoria's cool, too, but either way.
But I don't think Vancouver's big enough to me to be, like, a major world city.
It is. Oh, yeah. I mean, it is considered, yeah, it absolutely is. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
It's huge. Like, Stanley Park is bigger than...
Central Park
in New York.
But it's...
What about population?
I would have to think
like
it's
3 million?
Maybe the second biggest outside of Toronto?
I think it's the second biggest to Toronto, yeah.
Yep.
Dare
San
I say
Diego.
Seattle
will be on there.
Seattle's number eight.
Yeah.
All right.
10 coolest cities in the United States and Canada. So far, Seattle, Chicago, Toronto, San Francisco, L.A., D.C., and New York City.
What's one that you just said there, Steve?
There are three left.
I said San Diego. You guys want to roll with that or not? I don't know if it's considered like cool, but I like San Diego.
It's cool.
Right?
I mean, everybody likes San Diego.
All right, San Diego. Son of a...
No.
I like San Diego.
We're not
How about
cool.
Nashville?
Nashville.
Damn!
All right.
Any places in Florida, Miles?
No.
No,
not a one.
Florida.
Can we go back to the Northeast?
It wouldn't matter because they won't be there next week anyway.
Yeah, no kidding.
What about
Miles,
Boston?
Northeast?
Boston.
Boston.
Number nine.
All right.
Thank you, Tug.
There is.
I just stole your thunder. Yeah. That's all that was.
There's one. There's one East Coast city left. There's one West Coast city left.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is number 10 as far as being the coolest city in the U.S. or one of them.
And one more. Portland.
Portland, Oregon.
Damn. They beat us.
They beat us by three spots. God, yes.
Got it. Boo.
Well,
that doesn't
boo
sit well
this
with
list.
Me.
Look, we were talking about this earlier. We know people who live there and love it, and people who live there and go
and
like,
and absolutely hate it. Yeah.
After you do the things that there are to do, there's nothing else to do.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, that was. We know somebody who lives there. I'm like, well, how do you like? And they're like, man, honestly, I hate it. They've been there for like 6 years. Like, for real? Like, why? And they said, look,
because they used to be here.
Well. They used to be here, but they do make the point. They go like, look, Portland and Seattle have a lot of similarities, but one thing that Seattle has in droves that Portland basically has none of is industry.
Oh, sure.
Right? So, but that ends up paying for so many other little things that we get to take advantage of. It's like, in Portland, man, there's just nothing.
Not unless you're like a strip club guy. But
sure.
I mean, after a while, you're like, okay, whatever.
Okay.
Strip club, I will say, I always say this about strip clubs, right? Like, I do think when you're in cities like Portland or Atlanta or Dallas, where it's much more of a culture, like people will go there to watch sports as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? As opposed to just in Seattle, where it's like, all right, let's go stare at her boobs before she asks us for a dance because we can't have a drink.
So strip clubs in those cities are more like Rainforest Cafe. Look, I'm here for the food, but then on the side, there's this thing that can distract me for a couple of minutes.
Like a gorilla popping out of the wall.
Right, but instead, it's a pair of boots.
Hey, I mean, I've watched college football in the A-crop, and then I've been thrown out of a strip club in Seattle for being like, will you please put on college football?
Oh, because
they threw you out?
For that?
Yeah.
Hey, man, stare at the girls on the screen.
They have a TV in there.
It's correct. It's 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
It was like, you know that was not my idea. Somebody we used to work with.
Oh, I can guess who it is.
Right. And it was Ohio State, Texas. I remember to this day. You know me. I'm like, there's one goddamn goal today. It's to watch that game.
Is this the same guy that offered to take Miles golfing?
Yep.
And then you get there and you find out that he had stolen the golf cart and you couldn't play the first hole.
No, he had to be chased around.
We're talking about World City. But all I was saying about Vancouver is, like, to me, when you think of worldwide cities, right, there's only a few of them. There's Paris, right?
Mm-hmm. London, Hong Kong.
Tokyo, right? London, Hong Kong. And then to me, there's, like, New York City, maybe San Fran here, like Mexico City.
Sure.
Sydney, you know, probably.
Right. So, like, I love Vancouver. I just don't think it gets that same kind of spotlight as, like, those, like, you know what I mean?
The established world-class cities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, there's only so many of them.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.